The party. Listen to two friends talking about who to invite to a party. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 9 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
Hi Sarah, how are things?
Hi Ellie, fine. And how are you? Can I sit down? Are you waiting for someone?
Oh no, I was just doing a bit of thinking. Sit down. Do you want a coffee? I'm having one.
No thanks, I have to go to the library. I was on my way but I saw you sitting here and I thought I'd stop to ask you something.
Sure, what's up?
Well, my sister Jane and her two flatmates are having a party at their new place and she said I can invite some of my friends too if I like.
Hey, that sounds nice. What kind of party are they having?
I'm not 100% sure, but I think they're organising a barbecue. Jane says I can ask 4 friends.
Oh, nice. Am I invited?
Of course you are. And I want to ask Jake and Katie too, but I don't really know who else to ask.
When's it going to be?
Not this weekend, but the next. So I think Alice is going to be away, because it's a bank holiday weekend and she's going to Spain with her family as usual, remember? They've got that holiday place in Malaga, I think.
Well, why didn't you invite that new guy, Alan? You know, the one who's just started in the finance office with Alice.
Alan? I don't know him, though.
He's really nice. He's funny, too. We got chatting the other day after lunch. Go on, it'll be a chance for us all to get to know him better.
OK. I suppose it means Jake won't be the only guy either. But promise me, you will help me look after everyone.
Of course I will. I think Jake and Karen have met him already anyway.
Great. OK, that's decided then. I'll find out from my sister what time they're thinking of starting everything off and if she wants us to bring anything.
Fantastic. I can prepare some muffins or a fruit salad. No, I know. I'll make one of my special strawberry cheesecakes.
Oh, yes. I'm looking forward to it already. I must go. See you later.
Bye, Sarah, and thanks.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Hi Sarah, how are things?
Hi Ellie, fine. And how are you? Can I sit down? Are you waiting for someone?
Oh no, I was just doing a bit of thinking. Sit down. Do you want a coffee? I'm having one.
No thanks, I have to go to the library. I was on my way but I saw you sitting here and I thought I'd stop to ask you something.
Sure, what's up?
Well, my sister Jane and her two flatmates are having a party at their new place. And she said I can invite some of my friends too if I like.
Hey, that sounds nice. What kind of party are they having?
I'm not 100% sure, but I think they're organising a barbecue. Jane says I can ask 4 friends.
Oh, nice. Am I invited?
Of course you are. And I want to ask Jake and Katie too, but I don't really know who else to ask.
When's it going to be?
Not this weekend, but the next. So I think Alice is going to be away, because it's a bank holiday weekend and she's going to Spain with her family as usual, remember? They've got that holiday place in Malaga, I think.
Well, why didn't you invite that new guy, Alan? You know, the one who's just started in the finance office with Alice.
Alan? I don't know him, though.
He's really nice. He's funny, too. We got chatting the other day after lunch. Go on, it'll be a chance for us all to get to know him better.
OK. I suppose it means Jake won't be the only guy either. But promise me, you will help me look after everyone.
Of course I will. I think Jake and Karen have met him already anyway.
Great. OK, that's decided then. I'll find out from my sister what time they're thinking of starting everything off and if she wants us to bring anything.
Fantastic. I can prepare some muffins or a fruit salad. No, I know. I'll make one of my special strawberry cheesecakes.
Oh, yes. I'm looking forward to it already. I must go. See you later.
Bye, Sarah, and thanks.